Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Billy Goodman. Batting second. The left fielder, Ted Williams. Batting third. The center fielder, Jackie Jensen. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Harry Aganis. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Grady Hatton. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting seventh. The catcher, Sammy White. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Billy Consolo. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tom Brewer. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Tom Brewer. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Chico Carrasquel. Batting second. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third. The left fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Jim Rivera. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ron Jackson. Batting sixth. The catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Joe Kiarin. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Ed McGee. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Keegan. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Bob Keegan. And now, play ball. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams takes first base on ball four. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen takes first base on ball four. Williams moves to second. Harry Aganis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aganis hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jackson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Aganis for the out. Williams moves to third. Jensen moves to second. Two outs. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton hits a fly ball into center field. McGee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brewer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Fox. The throw from White and he is safe. Fox steals second. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fox moves to third. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. The throw from White and he throws it away. That's a double steal and an error. It's 1-0, White Sox. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera strikes out. Two outs. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Aganis scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Jackson for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall hits a fly ball into center field. McGee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Billy Consolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Consolo hits a fly ball into center field. McGee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Brewer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brewer hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of McGee, who is chasing the ball. Brewer reaches third base with a triple. White goes all the way around to score. It's Red Sox, 1, White Sox, 1. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0 for 1 in the game. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Keegan fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Aganez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Kirin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirin takes first base on ball 4. Ed McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee takes first base on ball 4. Kirin moves to second. Bob Keegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keegan hits a pop-up, foul, in back of the plate. White settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on White. Bob Keegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. Bob Keegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keegan takes first base on ball 4. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0 for 1 in the game. Carrasquel hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brewer fields it and throws to home to get Kirin. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Williams hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Kirin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Jensen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harry Aganez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aganez is 0 for 1 in the game. Aganez hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 0 for 1 in the game. Hatton takes first base on ball 4. Aganez moves to second. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0 for 1 in the game. Pearsall hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Aganez scores. Hatton moves to second. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. White hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Minoso hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jensen throws the ball into Goodman, who tags Minoso trying to catch an extra base, for the out. One out. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0 for 1 in the game. Rivera strikes out. Two outs. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jackson strikes out. White drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Jackson out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Consolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Consolo is 0 for 1 in the game. Consolo hits a fly ball into center field. McGee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Brewer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brewer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Brewer hits a fly ball into right field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0 for 2 in the game. Goodman bunts towards the mound. Keegan fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jackson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Williams for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0 for 1 in the game. Lawler takes first base on ball 4. Joe Kiarin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiarin is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Kiarin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lawler moves to second. Ed McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. McGee takes first base on ball 4. Lawler moves to third. Kiarin moves to second. Tom Hurd now pitching. Bob Keegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keegan is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Keegan strikes out. One out. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0 for 2 in the game. Carrasquel hits a fly ball into right field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Lawler tags and scores. Two outs. It's Red Sox, 2, White Sox, 2. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Fox reaches second base with a double. Kiarin scores. McGee goes all the way around to score. It's 4-2, White Sox. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Minoso is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Willard Marshall now playing left field. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Jensen hits a fly ball into right field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Aganez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aganez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Aganez hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hatton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0 for 2 in the game. Rivera hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Jensen. Rivera reaches second base with a double. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 2 in the game. Jackson hits a fly ball into center field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Shurm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Lawler hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Aganez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Kiarin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiarin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kiarin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rivera scores. It's 5-2, White Sox. Ed McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. McGee hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kiarin moves to third. Bob Keegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes McGee. The throw from White and he is safe. McGee steals second. Bob Keegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keegan is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Keegan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Consolo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Pearsall hits a line drive towards third. Kiarin reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. White hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kiarin fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Billy Consolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Consolo is 0 for 2 in the game. Consolo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kiarin fields it. Throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Carrasquel hits a pop-up towards short. Consolo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Fox hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Rivera hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hurd fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Olson pinch hits for Tom Hurd. Carl Olson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olson hits a fly ball into left field. Marshall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Williams hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-3, White Sox. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0-2 in the game. With a walk, Jensen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Hal Brown now pitching. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-3 in the game. Jackson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Jackson reaches second base with a double. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0-2 in the game. With a walk, Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Consolo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Jackson moves to third. One out. Joe Kiarin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiarin is 2-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Kiarin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Consolo fields it and throws to home to get Jackson. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Ed McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 1-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. McGee hits a fly ball into center field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Harry Aganez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aganez is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Aganez hits a pop-up towards short. Carrasquel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 0-2 in the game. With a walk, Hatton takes first base on ball 4. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Pearsall hits a fly ball into left field. Marshall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 2-3 in the game, with two singles. White hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hatton moves to second. Charlie Maxwell pinch hits for Billy Consolo. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jackson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Maxwell for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Ted Lepsio now playing shortstop. Bob Keegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keegan is 0-2 in the game. With a walk, Keegan hits a fly ball into right field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0-3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Carrasquel hits a line drive towards short. Lepsio reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Fox hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Fox. The throw from White and he is safe. Fox steals second. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Marshall hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hatton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Sam Mealy pinch hits for Hal Brown. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Marshall. Mealy reaches second base with a double. Tex Clevenger pinch runs for Sam Mealy. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Goodman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes Clevenger trying to get to home. Rivera throws the ball into Lawler, who tags Clevenger, who's trying to score from second, for the out. Goodman moves to second. One out. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a line drive into center field. McGee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Jensen hits a pop-up towards short. Carrasquel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 5, and Boston Red Sox, 3. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.